The Revenue Solutions Town Hall meeting relied on the same polling system used by the city in its Closing the Gap Town Hall held in July. Classroom clickers, which are handheld remotes, were distributed to each person in the audience. Audience members used their clickers to vote against or in favor of a set of budgetary options the City Council is exploring. Homer Mayor Beth Wythe says the meeting made it clear residents want the city to find a viable solution.
People are not interested so much in a bare-bones budget as they are in figuring out a way to create revenue that will allow them to maintain a reduced budget.
The revenue options up for consideration were raising the property tax mill rate, eliminating the City of Homer $20,000 property tax exemption for primary residents, reinstating a seasonal sales tax on non-prepared foods, raising the sales tax rate, employing a 1% seasonal sales tax increase, and lastly, repealing or temporarily suspending the Homer Accelerated Roads and Trails Fund. The HART Fund was created to pay for city road and trail improvements. The most popular options were increasing sales tax by 1% during the summer months and using city revenues that would normally be dedicated to the HART Fund to fill the budget deficit.
Either one of those items would make strong headway into resolving our current near $1 million revenue shortfall.
Homer resident John Belsko is strongly against raising sales taxes year-round, and he's also wary of raising them during the summer months.
Because the state, because of their fiscal predicament, they're talking about a state sales tax. And we're already, I think, 7.5% combined with the Kenai Borough and the city sales tax. It becomes onerous on people.
Belsko did vote to use the HART money.
I think if they put it to the voters, most voters would say, do we need to keep $7 million in a fund that we're basically not using most of the time? The sales tax revenue that it siphons off would be just about enough money to plug the gap.
Mayor Wythe says it would take a vote of the people to tap into the $7 million HART fund, but she believes city residents were more in favor of suspending the fund and using its allotted sales tax revenue instead of dissolving it completely.
Because everybody was recognizing that we still have roads to maintain, we still have roads to build, we still have trails that we would like to see built. And so we need some money to be available. And so the $7 million that is currently available would be available for those type projects or a dire need project that might come up during a suspension period.
In terms of immediate cash raisers, Scott Adams is most in favor of a seasonal sales tax on non-prepared foods, a 0.5% to 1% seasonal sales tax increase, and a bed tax, which requires the borough's blessing.
But I really would like to see some kind of businesses come in and not just be people being taxed. I think that's a bad way to go because it affects a lot of people and it doesn't give people a good feel about the city.
Adams also believes the city of Homer could scale back its services to adapt to the current fiscal climate.
Well, I'd like to see the city go back to 1985, 1986 when the price of oil dropped $8 to $9 a barrel and see what the city did then and maybe take some items from that and learn something and grow from there.
Mayor Wythe warned against severely downsizing city services. She says the fallout would be felt most by city employees.
The employees of the city of Homer have jobs because they have to support their families as well. And I don't believe that other people in the community would look at taking several hundred dollars a month or a year reduction in income and not be starting to look for another job.
Residents did vote on the question of not raising new revenues and reducing the deficit by only cutting city services. The majority voted against that option. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.